Welcome back to the Good Weekend Podcast. Or if you're joining us for the first time, I'm so glad you found us. I'm Bill Anzio, and it's my pleasure each week to share a Bible reading and a brief reflection from Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. We're going to return to Philippians again this week, this time turning to chapter 2, verses 5 through 13. This is a portion of Paul's letter to the church at Philippi, and it also contains the words from a very ancient Christian hymn. Adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not consider being equal with God something to exploit. But he emptied himself by taking the form of a slave and by becoming like human beings. When he found himself in the form of a human, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly honored him and gave him a name above all names, so that at the name of Jesus, everyone in heaven, on earth, and under the earth might bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my loved ones, just as you always obey me, not just when I am present, but now even more while I am away, carry out your own salvation with fear and trembling. God is the one who enables you both to want and to actually live out his good purposes. And now for a devotion on this passage from Brian R. Bott, a retired United Methodist pastor who is staying in love with God and is blessed in human loves by his wife Carol Galloway, their children and grandchildren. He skis, runs, and plays with big and small trains. Jesus Christ is Lord. Wow, that's who's in charge. Prose is inadequate for such an overwhelming, awesome affirmation. Paul recites an early hymn to convey the magnificence of Christ's lordship. Today, hymns like At the Name of Jesus and He is Lord help us wrap our hearts and minds around the authority of Christ's lordship expressed in humility. Paul says, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." On this World Communion Sunday, we remember that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, may be partakers of the divine nature through him. That divine nature is Christ's sacrificial love. Mystically conveyed in this meal by which we thank God for this gift of love, accessible through the man and Savior, Jesus. World Communion Sunday is also an opportunity to see Christian unity in the midst of our diversity. Protestants who celebrate communion monthly or quarterly can practice humility today by remembering that every Sunday is World Communion Sunday for nearly two-thirds of the world's Christians. The elements of bread and wine recall the manna and water so desperately sought and so providentially provided in the wilderness, and they are a source of spiritual sustenance today. The Lord, founder of the feast, wants nothing more than that our hearts lift praise and glory to God's name. As a traditional hymn says, "The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am his. How can I keep from singing?" O Jesus, grant me the faith to call you Lord and the conviction to live as if you are truly the Lord of my life. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. Now a question for your personal reflection this week. How does your life speak of God's love for you and for all humanity? You've been listening to the Good Weekend Podcast. Whether you've just discovered us or you listen regularly, we'd love to know you're there. Would you give us a thumbs up or a friendly comment before you go? That sure would mean a lot. And please share us with someone who might enjoy these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship each Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. For more information about our church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.